David Lucas, Little Rock, Arkansas. While I was growing up in Jacksonville, Arkansas, all the way through high school, I had little confidence in my abilities to succeed at anything. Because I didn't do well as a student in traditional education classes, I wasn't motivated enough to even try to succeed. Yet 2 years ago, when I was 25 years old and without money, I found the motivation to begin my financial education after a friend in a network marketing company handed me a tape. As I listened to it in my car, Robert Kiyosaki sparked my attention. What he said made such sense. Buy assets, lessen liabilities. These were attainable goals. I could do them. I wanted to learn how. I had always been interested in real estate, and now I was beginning to see that investing in properties was the way to build a strong financial future. I spent a couple of months reading as many books as possible on real estate investing and listening to more tapes. Little by little, I could not only see where I wanted to go, my aim was to invest in real estate, but also how to get there. Inspiration to take action was taking hold. I could see how to put the puzzle pieces in place. Supported by a newly discovered determination and ongoing lessons in my financial education, I realized that my desire to succeed was greater than either my fear of failure or my fear of the unknown. Finally, I came to understand that doing nothing would always result in zero success. For me, doing something meant overcoming my fears and channeling them into ways to find financial freedom. After a year of college in 1996, I dropped out and co-founded an internet service provider, which specialized in filtering out unwanted websites for families and businesses. I thought of myself as being self-employed. From 1999 to 2001, I ran the business, along with five employees, from an office building in Sherwood, Arkansas, a town about 8 miles outside of Little Rock. By this time, my co-founder had left. I was accountable to the shareholders, the 25 local investors who had given us startup money. These people saw potential in the business plan and made it possible for the service to begin. At one point, we had approximately 1,000 customers. However, after 5 years, the investors decided that they no longer wanted to put in any money, and the service was sold. I lost my $5,000 investment, and ultimately, the venture was not profitable. Then, in 2001, I founded an internet-based long-distance provider that offered service in the United States and Canada. The subscriber base was sold after a short time. But despite the short run of both of these businesses, I regard them as the best on-the-front-line business education I could ever get. After all, I was barely out of high school when the first business began. I wouldn't trade the real-world education that I gained in starting and running businesses for anything. I acquired valuable skills in dealing with the public, picking up the phone and calling strangers, marketing, billing, outsourcing, raising capital, sales, operations, and problem-solving. Sure, I made a lot of mistakes, but I learned from every one of them. This experience was a terrific foundation on which to build my future real estate business. It was time to start. Leah, my wife, supported us for a year and a half while I began to acquire properties.